The Democratic-controlled Senate is expected to begin debate today on a $66 billion economic stimulus bill. The measure differs substantially from the package passed last month in the Republican-controlled House that costs $100 billion and heavily favors corporate tax breaks. The Senate spending-oriented bill narrowly cleared the Finance Committee last night in a vote sharply divided along party lines. NPR's David Wallner reports from the Capitol.
Every Democrat on the Finance Committee, as well as Vermont Independent Jim Jeffords, voted for the stimulus package. Every Republican on the panel voted against it. The bill Democrats pushed through spends billions of dollars on benefits for the unemployed. It includes money for such public works as high-speed trains, boosts anti-bioterrorism funding, and gives $300 checks to the 45 million people who file income tax returns but did not get an income tax rebate check last summer. Massachusetts Democrat John Kerry said the bill favors middle and lower income earners.
Now that's the greatest stimulus in this country, is to put money in the hands of people who will go out and spend it, because people who live paycheck to paycheck are the people who are going to spend that money because they have to.
The Democrat-backed stimulus bill extends unemployment benefits by 13 weeks for people nationwide. Iowa's Chuck Grassley, who's the top Republican on the Finance Committee, said his party favors a different approach.
We want to do more than provide unemployment checks. We want incentives to get workers back their paychecks. That's what workers want. They don't want unemployment comp.
Texas Republican Phil Graham said the Democrats' package even contains a tax credit for turning chicken manure into energy.
This is a collage of political giveaways. It doesn't add up to stimulus, and we would be much, much better off not to pass any bill than to pass this bill. This is an economic depressant bill.
But Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle said the stimulus plan favored by President Bush and the GOP does little to stimulate the economy.
In fact, it's another collection of tax breaks that overwhelmingly benefit the wealthiest Americans at the expense of everyone else. It contains next to nothing to help laid-off workers and their families, nothing at all for Homeland Security.
Arizona Republican John Kyle said there's nothing wrong with the stimulus package favoring business and the wealthy.
Neither rich people nor corporations hide their money in a mattress. They invest it. And what does that do? It creates jobs.
So a showdown now looms in a Senate where neither Democrats nor Republicans appear to have the 60 votes needed to pass a stimulus bill. Even if one does get passed, it would still have to be reconciled with the highly partisan GOP House bill. President Bush has given Congress 3 weeks to agree on a stimulus bill, but as partisan battle lines have hardened, the prospects of lawmakers reaching such an agreement appear dim. David Wallner, NPR News, the Capitol.